This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm here with Dave, and we just got done with our first preseason game. Unfortunately, it was a loss, but honestly, we don't really give a shit.
Yeah, man, right now it's all about minutes playing, and it's about seeing what's happening with the Oklahoma City Thunder organization, how they're going to play the guys that they have, and also what's happening inside of the stadium and everything else like that. It was really great to see Paris Lawson explain to us how everything is going to go with the season tickets, with the season, parking, everything else like that. So it was really a great breakdown of understanding exactly how the season's going to go. And for somebody like Mark and I who love going to the games, it will be great understanding exactly what's going down.
Yeah, a couple of the highlights are they're going to be ticketless and cashless at the entire arena. So the app is going to pretty much run everything. So those are the types of things it's good to know. But really, what we're all about is the games. Dave and I, neither one of us really live in the area, although we do have family in the area, but we don't get to see the games locally, so we watch on TV every chance we get. So let's talk about this game. Dort, Baisley, Roby, Giddey, and SGA, that was the starting group. And for the most part, those guys just played for the first half. Giddey got some run in the second half, but those guys, it was just a warm-up.
Yeah, it really was. And it was really interesting to me. Obviously, we're not seeing every player play right now. We didn't see Derek Favors, Rob Edwards, Kenny Hustle, Vic Krejci, and DJ Wilson play tonight. So we're going to keep a really close eye on those, exactly how it all goes down. For me, this is a really great indication of what this team is trying to do and the way they play the guys tonight. Like I was talking to Mark before we got on, we had a few guys with 20-plus minutes. Everybody else had teens or even single digits. But the reality is this was a really great night for a lot of guys. But really, starting off with Josh Giddey, he played phenomenal. 29 minutes tonight, and he almost led the team in every single offensive statistical stat. But he had one less assist than Shea, who had four. He only had three, but he had seven rebounds, which led the team. Just a phenomenal job by Josh Giddey.
Yeah, like you said, man, he played outstanding. 8 for 10. From field goal, 2 for 4 from deep, 18 points. I mean, he did a lot of things right. He only had a 3 assists, but really his passes were next level. And one thing I loved to see was the Josh Giddey, Isaiah Roby pick and roll. They were on the same page and they communicate well, and they're going to be really good together.
Yeah, man, you can see that they've been working at it a lot, breaking it down. A lot of slow movements in the beginning and then working it way faster as the time goes on. So you can see that they're probably at medium speed right now, what I would call a pick and roll, but you're going to see a lot more fast movement in their pick and rolls, which was really exciting because at this point right now where I feel like they're at, I feel like they're in a really unique situation of pick and roll opportunities. So we'll get down to that as time gets on and as we get to see those two guys play together a lot more. As the season progresses, I really felt like Lou Dort had a great game tonight. He had 17 minutes, one rebound, one assist, two turnovers, but 11 points. Man, that was a solid game by him. He shot 50% from three, 3 for 6. Again, just a great game from him.
Yeah, he had a spectacular posterization, a big time dunk. And like you said, shooting 3 for 6 from deep, his shot looked better. He looked more confident. He doesn't have that hitch in his shot that he had last year where he kind of has to pause and then go up. He was catching and shooting. His shot looks better. I'm impressed.
Yeah, man, it's that fluid motion. I like this. I like the way things are going. You know, we saw some guys with some rust on them. One of those guys I felt like had some rust on them was Darius Baisley. He was a little bit rusty tonight, but that's okay. That's expected coming back. Shea, I felt like was a little rusty tonight. I mean, I know. I shouldn't be saying that, but I feel like with Shea, he's always expecting his game to be at a certain level. And I felt like he just, you know, he was there, but he was just a couple steps slow. So I'm excited to see how he's going to do when he speeds those steps up. But all in all, rounding off our starters, our two rusty guys, Darius Baisley and Shea, I have no doubt in my mind that these guys are going to lead the team in most offensive statistical stats. So I'm not too worried about a preseason game, them being rusty.
Yeah, and overall, talking about the starters before we move to the bench, I was really impressed with the offensive flow, the way that the floor was spread out. The ball moved from side to side very freely, and it really looked like Coach Daigneault's vision was coming true as far as offensive spacing.
Yeah, man, there's so much space everywhere. Whether it's the coming off a screen, it doesn't matter who has the ball in their hands. This is going to be exciting. I really try to look back in history and find a team that was similar to this team, and I really struggled because you don't find a team that has so many weapons so deep down their bench typically. So to me, this was really a great game to see how our bench was going to play. We'll go ahead and start with the guy that led the minutes in bench. That was Poku. He had 22 minutes tonight, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals. Just did a phenomenal job all around. Shot 2 for 7 in 3-pointers. But I'm not too worried about that again. I know there's a lot of people that go into grave detail about how horrible Poku's shot is, but I really like his shot, and I'm pretty sure that that's going to come along just fine.
Yeah, for some reason, Poku, he gets overreactions on both sides. You know, he started out, he missed a few shots. You could kind of feel like everybody was like, oh no, it's going to be a rough year for Poku. And then he came back and he hit a few in a row, and it was like, okay, everybody's freaking out about Poku, how good he's going to be. And then he came back and missed some more. And it's like, there's no equilibrium with him. I'm not talking about his game. I'm talking about the way that the fans overreact. We have to be patient with Poku. We're going to see glimpses, and then there's going to be long stretches where he struggles. That's just a part of being young. And if you remember, he's in the same spot that Josh Giddey is this year, where Josh Giddey is the youngest player in the NBA. Well, that was Poku last year.
Exactly, man. So a lot of moments for him to come up here. I'm excited that he seems to found his way about on the bench. So that's really exciting to see there. Trey Mann had the second most minutes, and I'm really excited about highlighting Trey Mann right now because to me, the way that he drives to the hole and he creates contact is exciting. He had 8 points, but 6 of those came off of free throws. That's right, 6 of those came off of 3 free throws. Had an offensive rebound and a defensive rebound for 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. I mean, this guy is everywhere, Mark. I cannot be more excited about having a player like Trey Mann coming off our bench, man. He is an exciting player and absolutely phenomenal.
You know, Gabriel Deck was next in minutes. You know, there was this definitely a question whether or not he'd return. So it's really, really good to see him out there. He does all the little things. And, you know, he ended up kind of being limited offensively. That's fine. No big deal. 4 points there. He also got 5 rebounds. But he does, like, To be a championship-level team, you have to have players who are willing to be stars in their role. And you can tell Gabriel Deck is a disruptor. He goes out there and he tries to find little ways to exploit the other team's mistakes, and he's a pest. And you need that. And he's figuring out what he can do and how much he can disrupt other teams. So I'm really happy to have him back on the team, and I feel like he's going to be a critical piece for this team if he continues to stick with us.
Yeah, man. Ty Jerome and Teo Maladone led our team next in minutes with 17 each. Teo had a phenomenal all-around game. 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block, 3 points. 17 minutes. What a great game by him. He continues to impress us. Second year for him. Dude looks bulk, and it's going to be exciting to see how he plays out there. And Ty Jerome, 17 minutes, 4 points. 1 rebound, 1 assist, a little bit more quiet in the offensive statistical stats. But, man, he put some great defense out there, and he's looking really great on that pick and roll with Jeremiah Robinson-Earl that he was picking and rolling with that looked really, really smooth. So I'm excited about those two matching up.
Yeah, I mean, we already mentioned Giddey. Well, you mentioned Robinson-Earl. Like, those are two of our rookies. They looked very good. They looked like they understood the game, and, you know, the amount of time they've been in the system has been very effective. The other rookie for us, Aaron Wiggins, he came on really strong. Offensively, he was 4 for 5, 3 for 3 from deep, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, 12 points. Just really impressive game for him. There's certain parts of his game where you're like, wow, he can do that offensively. He has so much confidence. He has the ability to create space, and he plays within himself. So, you know, all three of our rookies four of our rookies when you count Trey Mann, which we already mentioned. And obviously, Trey had a little bit of a struggle from the field. But the great thing about his game was he showed those glimpses, the elite athleticism, the ability to finish, and he also has deep range. So I'm really high on all of our picks. I think this was one of our best draft classes.
Yeah, man. And every year I pick out a guy that's a two-way player or playing significant time in G League. And this year for me, there is no doubt about it. Aaron Wiggins is going to be that special player. Him coming on strong tonight was a really good indication that he's understanding the game. I love the interviews that they did with him before the game, and you were getting an understanding of who Aaron Wiggins is. Man, this is exciting, dude. I'm really, really stoked that we have an athlete like Aaron on our team. He's going to do some great things, and really starting off in the G League is really going to be where he makes his name, just like Lu Dort did, just like Isaiah Roby did, just like so many of our other really talented players did. Poku did last year, Ty did last year. These guys got big minutes in the G League and learn how to play at the fast pace that we like to play in the NBA, and they're able to come up and affect the game very quickly in the second half. I expect the same exact from Aaron Wiggins this year. He is going to be a phenomenal player. He is exciting to watch. He is all over the place, defense, offense. He's just a hustle. He reminds me of Kenny Hustle with that heart that he plays. So that's really exciting to see there. I know I'm spending a lot of time on a guy that only played 7 minutes tonight, but there was a lot of spark that happened with Aaron Wiggins. And you have to, if you're listening to us, you have to listen and you have to look at him as a real indication that this team is going to need a player like that. His body size and everything else like that was really, really impressive. Looking at other guys that we saw, Mike Muscala got 13 minutes there. He had 8 points, 2 for 5 and 3-pointers. He had 5 rebounds. Just a really good job by him tonight. I'm really excited to see how they're going to use Mike Muscala out there. We got a couple other guys that played too. But Mark, that new forward that we got, he played pretty well today.
Yeah, Dikadi. He played really, really well. Great athleticism, really gets up in the air, and spectacular shot blocker. Look, I mean, of course we watched Ibaka grow up, so anytime somebody goes out there and blocks a lot of shots, we're going to compare him to Ibaka. But that's what I felt like. I felt like we're watching a young Ibaka. He's got a long way to go, but that's okay. I mean, Ibaka showed up, and he was about as raw as any player I'd ever seen before. So, you know, this is not going to be the next Ibaka, but what we're going to see is someone who can add a new dimension to our team. We don't have a traditional center. Well, we do, I guess. Derek Favors a power forward center, but other than that, I think Dikadi really gives us a different layer of depth. And if things go really good for him, he could be like a Clint Capella. I don't know, a lob threat shot blocker.
Yeah, man. He definitely showed signs of being a very mature player out there. I like the way the style that he plays. I like his hair. I mean, he's just a great all-around athlete out there. And again, that's what we need most of all right now is guys like that that are going to go out there and do the dirty work for this team. And that's what I'm looking at personally right now is trying to understand exactly, you know, where that's going, what's going to happen with that. And, you know, honestly, we're still not full strength. So there's a lot of movement that we have that's going to happen. Derek Favors is out and Kenny Hustle is out. So to me, this is going to be some exciting times. And like Mark said, the beginning of the show is don't get stuck on the score. This is only a preseason game. There was 1 year with KD and Russ that we didn't win a single preseason game. And we played against some of the worst NBA teams. That's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. It's preseason. Nobody gives a shit. They're just all focused on getting as many guys minutes, moving them in and out as quickly as possible. Because the reality is that this team is going to be a completely different team than we've seen. Coach has said it multiple times. We've heard other people in the organization say it. This team really has a blank slate. And we have no idea what they're going to do, what they're capable of doing. So sitting back, relaxing, watching them play, and enjoying this as a NBA fan, an Oklahoma City fan, is what we need to be doing.
Yeah, another thing, Paul Watson played about 7 minutes, and he didn't score, but, you know, he's going to be a really good shooter for us, and he's going to bring a lot to the table. About that starting lineup, Isaiah Roby at center, I think, is a big indicator of the direction that we're looking to go with this team. He adds a lot in the ability to bring the ball up the court off of the rebound, and it shows that we want, to me, it shows we want Baisley to play a lot more power forward than center. And we could easily move Baisley to that center position, but having Roby out there, I really feel like is going to be a part of the plan. Now, it could just be a first preseason game type thing, but when you see the rest of the lineup, it really, I think, is kind of an indicator of where we're going. We're not trying to trick anybody. We're not trying to hide our lineups. We're just trying to get used to this playing time with these different groups. The other thing that, you know, I feel a little bit surprised about, even borderline disappointed, is Théo Maledon only getting 17 minutes. Now, he played a ton of minutes last year. He led our team in minutes. So it's not about minutes, but I'm wondering where he'll fit in the rotation. I thought he was a candidate to be a starter. It seems like, I mean, that could still be on the table, but it seems like maybe he's fallen out of that and he's going to be asked to lead the second team. If that's the case, good. I think he's going to excel in that position. But these are questions we had coming in. It seems like Coach Daigneault's lineup kind of tipped his hand a little bit in the direction we're going to be headed.
Yeah, and I expect that this is going to change. The lineup is going to change in the next couple of preseason games as well. But you're right, man. I was expecting Théo to come out as one of the starters and Giddy come off the bench. But then again, we're not there at every single practice and all the workouts. We don't see what Josh Giddey's been doing during practices and games that they're playing with the Thunder group. So I'm not surprised that Josh Giddey comes out and scores 18 points as one of the starters, because I feel like this is a moment that we're all witnessing, is that Josh Giddey is a true, pure scorer. And if that's the case, then yeah, Théo needs to come off the bench. Let Josh Giddey have the ball in his hands and do what he does. Score as many points as possible right next to Shea.
Well, we're going for back-to-back NBL rookie of the years. We want LaMelo Ball. He won it last year. And, well, frankly, we're going to get Josh Giddey to win it this year. And the NBA will have back-to-back former NBL players as their rookie of the years. That would be fucking pretty cool. So that's what we're cheering for. And we hope that you guys continue to stick with us. Obviously, this is just game one, and we're just getting warmed up. We're really pumped up about this season. Clearly, we've been looking forward to it this whole time. We've got more from the opening day press conference. We're going to continue to break to you guys as we get time. But right now, let's all enjoy the fact that we got to see some real live basketball with Oklahoma City Thunder out there. And it was fun. Even though the score was a bit disappointing, we should just enjoy it. And if you didn't get to see, SGA was on the bench when we were down by 25, and he was laughing. I don't know for what the score was, but he was laughing. The players aren't taking this too seriously. I mean, obviously they would feel better from a win, but nobody in the locker room is saying, oh man, you know, this really sucks. They understand what this is, so let's all take it in stride too as fans. Well, we appreciate you joining us, and we're going to be back tomorrow. So thanks again, and we'll see you then. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.